بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. My respected and beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His Qudrat and His power, He has created many, many bounties and favors for us. Such is the extent of Allah's favors and bounties upon us that it is impossible even to count the favors of Allah. In one favor of Allah, Allah has kept multitudes of other favors. The means which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in this world, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into the service of this human being. This is what is meant by this term, taskhir. Allah has subjugated the entire creation and placed it primarily in the service of this insan, this human being. How many things in the heavens, in the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and placed in the service of this human being. From the heavens to the earth, the multitudes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. And what is even more interesting, that each and every one of these creations that has been put into the service of this human being, not one of them refuses to carry out the function or task for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it. They do not reject the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have been put into the service of this human being. Interestingly, this human being is one of the weakest of Allah's creations. Allah ta'ala himself says in the Quran that this insan, this human being has been created very weak. These creations that are serving insan are huge creations. For example, the wind, the water, the moon, the sun, the stars, the earth. Each and every one of these things have been put into the service of this human being and have been created for a purpose, and they are carrying out that purpose for which Allah has created them without any objection or without any refusal. Now the question we have to ask ourselves, my respected brothers, what is the purpose of insan's creation? Why have we been created? Just to earn livelihood? Just to earn our daily bread? Is this the purpose for which Allah has created us and put all these huge creations in our service? Allah Ta'ala has given us also a responsibility. And we have been made subservient in the sense that we are duty bound to carry out that responsibility for which Allah created us. Allah has given us perception. Allah has given us intelligence, so that we perceive and we understand that what is the responsibility for which Allah has created me. And we carry out that responsibility and task. This is in fact the object of the purpose of insan, human being in this world. We have been created for carrying out this responsibility. And what is that responsibility? To fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only fulfill it with the correct yaqeen and conviction. Fulfill it with the correct intention. Fulfill it in the correct manner. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and brought us in this world. After having been created in this world, the system of this world is such that from a young age, as the perception, as the understanding of a person increases, then gradually he begins to perceive and realize more and more of the means of this world that is around him. Initially in his youth, he's only comes into contact with what is in his house, in his domestic setting. So he becomes, as he's growing up, he becomes aware of these things. Then as he grows a little older, what is going on in the outside world, he becomes more and more conscious of it. In other words, he becomes more and more aware of the various creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has placed in this world. And we find, my respected brothers, this is the system of life in this world, that as a person becomes more conscious of the many things that are around him, his relationship and his attachment with the various things in this world also increases proportionately. Why does he become attached to these things? Why does his relationship increase with these things? Because he can see that through the things in this world, I am getting some sort of comfort, I am getting some sort of benefit. And gradually, in the achievement or acquisition of these things, he begins to set the direction of his life and he sets his goals and his targets accordingly. But if we have to analyze and look at what is the actual value of the material things of this world, the things of this world are there for a purpose. And once their purpose is carried out, once the task is completed, it serves no real benefit. For example, you have a glass of water. You drink the water. The purpose of that glass is finished. There's no point in getting attached to it. Likewise, a pen. You need to write something down. Once you finish writing, you no more need the pen. Likewise, some clothes. A person wears his clothes. Once that benefit has passed, it is no longer necessary. This is what is called mata. Mata is something where the value is not very great. Its benefit is limited. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا mata. The life of this world is full of these possessions. Literally, what is mata? Something which you utilize. Once you use it, it's finished, it's over. You don't keep it with you. Like your shoes. You're going to the masjid, you reach the door of the masjid, what happens? You take your shoes out. You don't take the shoes with you inside the masjid. Likewise, a chair, you need to sit, you utilize the chair. Its purpose is limited. Likewise, you need to go to the airport, you use your car. Once you reach the airport, you leave the car behind. Now you will go on the plane. And then once you, after that, you leave the plane. And finally, when the time comes for you to die, you leave everything else behind. So we find that this is the reality of the material things of this world. Unfortunately, we have turned things upside down. Why we have turned things upside down? Why have we become attached to the material things of this world? Because we can perceive that in this is our benefit. In this is our benefit. And by getting attached to these things, the reality is what has happened is that these things, their attachment will cause you to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhaakum at-takathur. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran that the acquisition of the material things of this world, the multiplication of it, the chase behind it, causes you to become ghafil and negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. This is a system, undeniable system of this world, that the more we will make effort on the material things of this world, the more that will increase and the more inside we will become ghafil and negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Why? Because as a person sees his material achievement in this world increasing, he wants to go further and further and further. And as he increases the effort of dunya, he becomes more and more ghafil and negligent of that purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Why? Because the attachment and involvement in the material things of this world, Allah has kept this asar and this effect that it increases the ghaflat and negligence of this insan. So we find that this is the greatest harm if we will not become aware of it. It causes us to become negligent of our responsibility. Example, a person makes effort in his shop, his worldly wealth is increasing. That effort, that involvement caused him to miss his salah. Caused him to fail to carry out Allah's command. The benefit of his world he sees. The harm that has been caused, he has not seen that. Why? That is a different field of effort. There are two lines or fields of effort in front of us. If you have to look at this human being, he's made up essentially of two things. One is what we refer to as the body, the physical self. The other is the soul or the life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in this body. If it was only the body and there is no soul and life, then there is only problems. There's absolutely no benefit. Example is a stillborn child. The physical body is there. There is no life in that child. So there will be absolutely no benefit whatsoever. In fact, it will be a piece of flesh that as it grows, it will start rotting. There will be no benefit whatsoever in it. Just like that, we find, my respected brothers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this body. This body is made of what? Water and sand. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the soul or the life or the essence of this body. This soul is put in the body through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is taken out of the body also, removed through the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as there is a soul in this physical body, there will be benefit from that will could be derived from this human being. In exactly the same way, my respected brothers, understand the material things of this world, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, they also contain two parts, two essences. One is the physical thing itself, the other is the soul or the life of that created entity. If the soul and life is there in that created entity, then we can derive benefit from it. If there is no life in it, then only harm, only problems will emanate from it. Every creation of Allah, whether it's the earth, whether it is the sky, whether it is the wealth, whether it is the material things of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these things. These things do not have life. We have to put life into it. When life is in it, then there will be benefit in it. If there is no life, if there is no soul in these things, then they can only be harm. However, this is something, how to put life in the created things of this world, how to utilize them correctly. This is something that is not possible to understand through the intelligence which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. For this, Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam were sent into this world. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, they came with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came with the deens of with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came with the way of life. They came to instill within us this consciousness that we have to develop ta'alluq and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to carry out the injunctions and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to live our life in this world according to the pattern. According to the pattern which was shown to us by Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Just as this body needs a soul, the soul of the material things of this world is deen and iman. If there is deen and iman, these things will be utilized correctly, there will be a source of benefit. If there is no deen and iman, they are in essence dead and there will be no benefit in them. In order for life to enter in this, in order for the soul or the essence to come into the thing created things of this world, so that we are able to derive benefit from these things and we are able to stay away from the potential harm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in the things of this world. For that, my respected brothers, deen and iman is required. This is in fact the life and the soul of the material things of this world. For this to happen, effort has to be made on deen and iman. Thereafter, we find that the barakat and the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in the created entities of this world, we will be able to derive this. In order to teach us how to do this, Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam was sent into this world. And the first thing which Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam came with, the first invitation was La ilaha illallah. This was the consensus of every Nabi of Allah. The first invitation of every Nabi of Allah, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Develop your relationship with Allah. Please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life and death is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, this was their effort. They introduced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. They explained to us the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has power over everything. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah's knowledge permeates every facet of His creation. Allah knows what is in your heart. Allah knows your intentions. Allah ta'ala knows your plans. One hand, the power of Allah. The other hand, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, the hikmat and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala is a being of wisdom. Allah ta'ala wants good for you. Whatever Allah has commanded you with, there is benefit. There is benefit for you in it. And by abstaining from the things He has stopped you from, there is benefit for you in that also. So to stay away from harm, hand yourself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam explained, they introduced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us so that our ta'alluq and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may develop. That look around you, how many signs there are of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sun is one sign, the moon is one sign, the sea is one sign. Have you ever made a journey over the sea? What a huge creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this is. Likewise, mountains. Huge creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder over these various signs, these various creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The manner in which Allah ta'ala has placed this in your service. For example, the sea. Allah ta'ala says, سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْبَحْرِ. Allah has put the sea into your service. لِتَأْكُنُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا وَتَسْتَخْرِجُوا مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. That through that sea, you derive your provisions. Allah ta'ala gives you fish to eat from the sea. Likewise, not only food, pearls are found in the sea. Allah Ta'ala created these pearls for insan, for our service. Once we start recognizing these things, then our ta'alluq and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will develop. There are two roads by which one's ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala will develop. One hand pondering over the ni'mats, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when we realize Allah's favors, then we will realize that Allah is muhsin. Allah has shown kindness to us, and the acknowledgement of this kindness leads to the development of love in the heart. On the other hand, the yaqeen, the conviction on the power, on the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the greatest, Allah is the controller of everything, the consciousness of Allah to come, the fear for Allah ta'ala to enter into the heart, that life is in Allah's hands, death is in Allah's hands, health is in Allah's hands, sickness is in Allah's hands, everything is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. This is how ta'alluq and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will develop. This was the tariqah and the pattern of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, to cause us to think about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the only one who is making ihsan and showing kindness to us is one Allah. Besides Allah, there is no one that is showing that is the true source of ihsan and benefit. Likewise, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat mentions again about the sea. We look, if you just ponder over this one favor of Allah, on the one hand, we get our sustenance through it. On the other hand, people are trading through the sea. And we find that this great creation of Allah is serving insan. He doesn't complain. He doesn't complain. He doesn't charge us. If you look at the ships are cutting through the ocean, like how our cars travel on the road. This was the pattern of Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. They explained, they opened up before us the favors of Allah, the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that benefit and harm is only in the hands of one Allah.